Hi, I'm Dora Martin. This is my second recording. I did listen to the first one and I realized I did make quite a few errors in that one, but that's fine. It's good to see the beginning and I will be able to see how I am progressing. So this second video, sorry, audio recording, I do apologize, audio recording, I'm going to talk about the videos that I've been making. And as I said before, I have enjoyed making them. What I do is I have an idea in my mind what I want to put out there. For instance, in terms of my book. So I will get a couple of images, then I would create text for them. And then I have to find the music to go with them. And when I see adverts on TV, I thought it must be really hard, or in films, really hard to find the music to go with the theme or the scene. But I found that it was quite easy for me. And I have on my video site all these different kind of music, and I know instinctively what ones I want to go for the theme or the scene that I am putting out there. So I attach the music and I mix everything together so that it makes one beautiful video. But what I've learned also is that some of the scene, that is the background scene that goes behind the picture and the words, some of them are really long. So for instance, on Facebook, I can put a recording out as long as I like, but really just a minute or minute and a half is best to keep people's attention. But on Twitter, I only have 30 seconds, in fact, less than that, 30 seconds of putting out a video. So really, in reality, I need to make the video 30, no, 25 seconds, because if it is 30 seconds and I try and upload it, it says it is too much. So I have to make it 25 seconds. So I found myself most times creating two different videos, one for Facebook and one for Twitter. And it's really challenging because on Twitter, now I've got 30 seconds with which to put out the same message. So this is teaching me how to use less words to say the same thing and to make the same impact. So I put less word in, and also I realize now that the scene, the background scene to the images and the word, some of the scenes make the time more. I can put one scene out and it'll be over 30 seconds just for a scene, whereas another scene I can put background scene and it'll just be like 15 seconds, so I've got plenty more seconds to play with. And I didn't realize that until recently. And I just had like one picture, and I thought, oh, well, how come I've just got one image and it's taken me past my limit? And then I realize now that whatever background scenery you have, it depends. And everything is timing, so I am now limited as to what kind of scene I can put in my video. It's like I have no choice. So no matter how much I like a scene, because it is too long, I can't use it. So now I have to really, challenge myself and look around and try and find a scene that will be within the time frame and also to play with words also to get the message out there. So that's been really interesting, and that's taught me a lot, because I mean, you know, with Facebook videos, I could just put anything out there and do whatever I like. But to be able to say the same thing in less than 30 seconds, it's like, you know, being in a lift with someone, they say, you know, and you have so many seconds with which to brand yourself and impress someone with who you are and what you do in that short space of time, and for them to go, wow, you know, give me your business card. So that's really good. So Twitter is always very, very challenging now. And I hope, well, I know I will, as I do this more and more, I will know exactly what to do. And in fact, it's good to be able to say powerful words in less time. And, you know, as time goes by, I will become the master of that. At the moment now, it's a challenge. Last night I put a video out, recently I put a video out, and it took me, whereas usually it's just about less half an hour, this took me 2 hours to get a video less than 30 seconds to put on Twitter, because everything that I use, it was just too much, and I had to cut down words. And, you know, I like the background scene, but it was too long, and I'm going through my library of video scenes to find the right one. The music is always fine. The music was fine. It's just getting the right timing for the background scene. So hopefully, as time goes by, I'll just get that down to a T, so it won't take me as long to make videos for Twitter and I'll be able to do that with ease as I do with the Facebook. So that's really good. That's really good in terms of the video making. And I'm also enjoying making this audio, because also it helped me also train on speaking, and speaking more fluently, and having a mastery over what I put out there. So that's it. That's my little bit of knowledge there on audio. On making videos. So, you know, it's fine. I managed to do it well on Facebook, because I have as much time as I can to put it out there. Obviously, I make it a minute and a half the most. I might have to go over slightly, but a minute and a half. But Twitter is the one, and I'm looking forward to, you know, be able to master that. So again, I've just gone 8 minutes or so of my recording, so I'm going to end here, because I can go on forever, and hope you look forward to my next recording. Bye for now.